where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
And we
hello,
in.
Hello.
We in.
We in. Oh, we in.
Dead air. Dead air. We're a failing podcast.
I know. I was looking for this.
I'm about to dive in.
Oh. Yeah. So we're in, folks. We're back.
Oh dude, that thing was still faded.
Try again. There we go. Thank you, Kirby.
That's not Kirby, is it?
I don't know. Is it?
No, I thought it was just some anime girl.
Oh. I thought it was Kirby.
Isn't that from Mario?
No, it's definitely not.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that the noise when you get the star?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was
it's
Kirby.
Mario.
Well, as everyone probably deduced, we got not one, but two girls as guests. Whoa.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
All right. Yeah. Well.
Oh, wait. Shania Twain.
But yeah, this is basically what we do on the podcast. We show up, we talk shit, and we go home.
I've listened to many podcasts.
Right? Oh, have you already?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Did you find the one that AK was on?
I found two of them.
Oh, no.
He was on when we had, like, the really shitty mics.
Yeah, he came when we had the shitty mics, and then he came back when we had the nice mics, I believe.
Nice. So he's here for phase two.
Yeah, he's here for level two GBD.
Yeah.
Level three is when we have a designated studio room.
And level four is video. And level five.
We quit.
Yes. Can't wait. Someone buy
dude, we
got to
get our money's worth, dude. We dropped like $3,000 on this shit.
I know.
What's your most successful one?
I think our first one.
No, definitely not the first. It was like
no, it was the one,
episode six.
The one where my friend said.
Yeah, he dropped the N-bomb.
Yes, that was our most successful.
Oh my God.
Episode six. Bro, you can't say that.
That's it. That's our most successful one.
Leap it out?
No. No, we didn't.
Oh,
because,
we did because he,
he's
he,
black.
He is black.
So
oh.
It's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's not cool. I don't know, man.
I don't know. But it literally, like, sucked the air out of the room. Because, like, we just talked about, like, our hard and fast rules. And then, you know.
Well, I didn't know he was black. And I was like, dude, your friend fucked up.
Yeah.
I was like, we don't know how to edit this shit.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't have, yeah.
We didn't have the fancy schmancy, like, software where we could edit easily.
Yeah.
Before, we just had to cut it and just leave, like, a blank.
Yeah,
a blank spot.
Yeah, but now we're cooking with gay, as they say. So,
how many views did he get?
Like 100 something.
Oh,
let's find out, folks.
It's not bad. We used to average 100.
Yeah, now we're down in like the 30s.
And now everyone's just going to listen to us talk about our analytics.
Yeah. Let's find out, folks. The manalytics. Beep boop beep boop beep boop bop. Yeah, our top episode. Actually, our top episode by one play is our first one.
Very first episode.
118.
Wow.
Bro, you can't say that. 117.
Wow.
For legal reasons, this podcast is a joke. At 103. Did this pod really happen? As episode 4. At 100. And the society horn is born. Episode 10. Rounding out at 98 listens. So.
What about?
We peaked early. Fuck. I'd kill for 90 listens again. You know? Just to feel something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it sucks, but, you know.
Anyways. Oh, so this has been weighing heavy on my mind lately because, you know, like, I'm at, like, a fairly new position.
Speak your truth.
At work.
Sure.
So, like, what's the biggest fuck-up you guys have ever had at a job?
Biggest?
Where you're like, oh, shit, like, I might get a talk from HR or my boss is going to chew me out.
Oh, man. There was a time at work I was passing an instrument, and it had, like, liquid shooting out the back of it.
What?
Yeah, so, like, exactly, right? I saw them, like, that's not normal. What the fuck? So me and another chemist were like, that's not normal. Like, we should do something. So, like, I stood by it, and she went to go find the, like, the operator.
When you say shooting liquid, describe the liquid. Is it, like, molten liquid? Or
it's liquid. It's actually liquid nitrogen
shooting out the back.
Okay. So, like, you know, me and this other lab rat were freaking out. And then she went to go grab the operator's instrument, and I'm like, I just go into panic mode and I shut it down. and then the operator comes in like moments later, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, it was doing this. She's like, it's supposed to do that. And like, and she's like, I hope you didn't like fuck up any of my like shit because you hard shut down my instrument. So, it's supposed to have liquid nitrogen shooting out the back because it's a giant, like, magnetic coil. Like, mm-hmm. It's hot. So you put liquid nitrogen in it to keep it cold.
Oh.
And it shooting out the back is to let you know that it has
liquid nitrogen.
Yeah.
And it's cooling it down.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. So live and learn.
Did you break anything?
Yeah, did you fuck it up?
No, thank God. No, if anything, she just had to, like, restart her software and restart her run. But I was definitely, like, red and sweating.
Got you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely red and sweating. So
did you guys have any big fuck ups at work?
My work's not that strict, so no.
There was that one time you didn't test that guy.
I think the time that I locked myself out of the booth was worse than that.
Oh, that was so, I was there for that.
Yeah, you were.
We were waiting for your boss for like an hour and a half, like a whole hour before that. I think this was our first date.
Oh,
it was. So we were waiting there like, yo, we got to get to DC. And you're like, fuck it. They have to just wait till I get back. And so we went to go have dinner and then we came back. And we just sat there for like another 30 minutes. Like, okay, the manager's here.
No, when we came back, everyone was already gone. We left after everybody else left.
Yeah.
So I locked myself out of the booth because I left the keys in there. And then I went inside. I was like, oh my God, I locked myself out. And they made me drive to another CVS to get the keys from there. And then it didn't work. So I had to go back and return it. And then we called the locksmith. And they're like, oh, we're not going to get there for another 5 hours.
Damn.
And so I was like, fuck it. Oh, we're leaving.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that.
So I guess my biggest fuck up, well, not even at my new job now. It was at my previous job.
Yeah, chef.
I left out hundreds of dollars worth of inventory outside of the fridge by accident.
Oh no. Oops.
And I'm saying like it probably cost like $200 to make all that stuff. But we probably lost like, oh man, probably like $500 worth of potential sales.
Damn.
Yeah. My boss is like, do this shit again, it's coming out of your paycheck.
Oh, dude, I would have been throwing up right
and
there.
Like, and he's like, not how much it costs to make this shit. I'm saying like loss of sales.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, chef.
That was a lesson I learned really fast. Yeah, that was my biggest fuck up. That was scary as shit. That's
yeah.
Okay, what was that?
I was trying to like play. I thought you were done talking, no. So to fill the dead air, I was gonna play numb. You could. Yeah, so, all right, didn't time it right.
Oh, so now these ladies have a newfound hatred of Mario Party
because you suck the fun out of it.
No, yes, it's everyone. Yes. It's
yes.
It's like Monopoly for kids.
No, you turn everyone against each other.
What, me?
It's that's yes, awesome.
It's not me.
Is it
how
you?
How the fuck is it me?
Someone, help me.
I play the game. The exact same as everyone else.
Here to win.
Just, dude, I don't target people
yes,
like out of spite.
Do.
No, I know.
Yes, you do.
Cap.
Spite.
That's cap. That's you guys. You guys do that shit.
No.
You guys. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going comfy mode. Sorry.
Yeah, the couch is so comfy, bro. Dude, I love Lovesac.
Oh, sponsor the fucking pod, bro. Go to Lovesac.com right now.
Put in GBD13
for
0% off your purchase.
And 0% financing. Actually, yeah. Your APR is going to go through. It's going to be higher.
You got 30% APR immediately after if you don't pay the down payment of at least $3,000.
Oh, man.
Finances.
Nice.
But
what
yeah,
are we talking about?
So they
Mario Party.
Yeah, they fucking hate Mario Party because apparently I quote unquote make it not fun. But I don't do shit. Like, how the fuck?
You're just playing to win.
Yeah. The second we get on the opposite side of the map from you, you're just...
See, that's why I don't like playing that map.
Horrible. Which map?
The fucking... okay, so I think it's the first one. It's like the Yoshi Islands.
Okay.
So basically like, you're split.
Yeah. I remember that one. Yep.
But you up the price on the, like, whatever the thing is.
Oh, so because I'm taking advantage of a mechanic of the game,
I'm the fucking asshole.
You know what I mean? Mm.
That's how it goes, man. You should get them to play Smash. Then show a real good time.
No, then they'll never play games with me.
Dude, that was me with my...
I'm not even good.
that was me with my roommate with
Battlefield, Call of Duty.
The DC fighting Injustice.
Oh my God, that's right. Yes. You told me about this.
For the folks at home, Injustice was like a Mortal Kombat-esque game, but it's with like DC superheroes. And I played the fuck out of this game one summer. I was there. Yeah. On my incel shit, no sunlight, just playing Injustice. A couple years go by, I'm at college with my roommate, and we're at GameStop, and on the used game shelf, there's Injustice.
You're like, this game is great. Fucking get this.
It was. I was like, exactly. My exact words. He gets it. We get back to our campus apartment.
Plays once.
We fire it up, and I wipe the floor with everyone. It was almost like riding a bike. I remember all my fucking combos. It was bad. And they're like, yeah, we don't want to play this anymore.
He went and returned it the next day.
I don't know if he did. I think he should have.
He should have. He's not going to play it anymore.
Yeah, because it was bad, but yes. Yeah, dude, you should get him. What about Mario Kart?
They only just started getting good at it, so now they're like starting to be able to keep up.
200cc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Christina wins like half the time now.
Nice.
So she's got she's good. Nikki needs improvement a little bit. Lucy,
What do you think I should improve?
I don't know what you need to improve, but there's a lot.
Who are you talking to?
Her. Oh.
I asked for me.
Oh, for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, learning how to drift correctly.
I think I've gotten better at it.
I know, you're much better. I'm just saying you can get a little better.
But you know all the shortcuts and everything.
I don't know any shortcuts.
Liar.
There's new Google maps. Them. Oh, also, the new maps on Mario Kart dropped.
There's new maps.
Yeah, so we bought the DLC. You remember that whole like thing that they were saying, like, oh, we'll release like a whole nother set?
No, this is news to me.
Yeah, so I caved and I paid $20 for this expansion pack.
It's not bad.
So,
well, how many maps came with it?
It's so you know how like there's like one, two, so like 12 or whatever, or,
sure,
or 10.
Yeah,
it doubles. So now you get the whole new, but they're releasing it in waves.
Oh, interesting.
So when we bought it, we already had two of the new ones. So I think like a week or two ago, they just dropped the next two.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think it's like 12 total new maps or new Grand Prix.
12 Grand Prix for $20. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so each Grand Prix has four maps.
Right.
Yeah, so I paid for, what's 12 times 4?
24. 12, sorry, so
48.
Sorry.
So 48 new maps.
I did this math earlier today, which is really weird.
Really deja vu?
Yeah, like early this morning, me and a coworker were doing like 12 times 4. I'm like,
how many cases of beer can I kill? I can kill 4. How many beers is that?
Frat. Yes. Yeah, it's 48. I'm going to be really mad when I double check, and I'm going to be wrong. 12 times 4. Yes, it is 48. Let's go. Yeah.
I thought 12 times 2.
She said 24.
24? 12 times 2. Yeah.
Dude, we're terrible hosts. We never even introduce our guests.
Go away, man. Let them introduce the guests.
So we're joined here by Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
Hi.
And we're joined here by Christina. Hello, Christina. She just shook her head. Okay, she's not saying anything. What?
Damn, do I not have the air horn anymore?
Dude, we should get your wife on the pod.
My wife. This is my wife.
She is boring.
She is boring.
Oh my God, bro, the air horn.
The rap air horn.
Holy shit. We have not heard that. We haven't heard that since before we had the shitty equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember us ever playing it.
On the new shit?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember at all. But yes, I don't think...
Episode 93, the society horn is reborn.
It's reborn. Yeah, that's one word we've really strayed away from.
Reborn?
Or society.
Oh.
Yeah.
we live in a society.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember you were going through that fucking...
The Joker meme.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So cringe.
Because the movie so came cringe. Out, and he's like, we live in a society.
We live in a society. Yeah. Do you see they're making a second one with the Joaquin?
The fuck about what?
I don't know. And
I mean, a Joker, obviously, but...
And apparently Lady Gaga is going to be Harley Quinn.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so real talk. I keep hearing rumors that Lady Gaga is, I know I'm way off track, but I heard she's what, what's that shit called when you got a PP and a vajayjay?
Oh, that's old. That's not true. Yeah, that's,
I know, but like, really you know, TMZ confirms or?
No, it's not. No.
She's just a woman, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Damn, that's old as fuck.
I know,
dude.
It's old as fuck, but like, nobody ever, you know, I don't get out, bro.
Did you actually believe that?
No, I never believed it. I was just curious. I'm like, why the fuck are people saying that? You know what I mean?
Because she was an Italian woman disrupting the market, bro. They don't want to see a girl from Jersey win.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is she from Jersey?
I don't know.
You're totally wrong. She's like from California.
That'd be funny. But I know she's Italian. Got it. And she was in The Sopranos.
What?
Fuck, she's from New York.
What part of New York? New York, New York, or?
Standby. Upper East Side. Ooh, so she's from Money. Yeah, New York City. Upper East Side, Manhattan? That's expensive, dude.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I just show up as a tourist. I don't know what the real estate is up there.
Yeah.
I know it's not cheap.
It ain't cheap, brother.
Yeah, you can fucking pay like $3,000 a month and you'll fucking have a little tiny studio with like roaches everywhere.
Welcome this morning. So, quick, what are the five boroughs?
What?
What are the five boroughs?
Manhattan, Brooklyn,
yep.
Bronx,
yep.
Queens,
yep.
And Long Island. No, that's not a borough.
Alexa's nope. calling for you.
I think your thing's done.
Oh, 50 no. minutes are up.
My cookies.
Cookies.
Staten Italy. Staten Island, folks. You're close. Long Island, Staten Island. Yeah. It's not Long Island, it's Staten Island, but yeah. So what do you guys think? First time on the pod, long time listeners, what do you think? Yeah, this is what, think about it. This is what Donovan and I do. We used to do it every week. Now it's kind of like once a month.
I threw up a bit in my mouth.
Nice. Oh, no. A little acid reflex. Tasty.
I don't know what that is. I don't know. Sometimes I'll just be walking through and I'll like burp and I'm like, oh, that's not just air.
a little sour.
Yeah, I don't know. Sick. Is that acid reflux? I don't think it is.
I think so, right?
Acid reflux is like when your tummy hurts, right?
No, that's when you nurse. No, that's when you like throw up a little reflux. Bit. Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it usually just doesn't make it that far. It usually just like.
Yeah, so what's it when you get when it gets in your mouth a little bit?
I mean, it's still reflux. It's just it went up. You can't control yourself.
Wait, so why do I have reflux?
Because you gained too much weight in a little bit of time. Oh.
I feel that,
bro. That's fair. I mean, but like what causes reflux? Is it just being fat?
I thought it was like
acidic skinny people
food.
Cause skinny people have acid reflux.
Well, you can be born with it, but the weight makes it worse because there's stuff pushing on your stomach now.
You mean fat?
Yeah. That wasn't there before.
Oh. Gravity's working against me.
A little puke. Yeah. Acid reflex, little puke.
Reflux.
It's reflux.
Whatever.
Didn't you go to nursing school?
No. I was a nursing major.
For a semester.
2 years.
Oh, my bad.
Why'd you leave?
Because I sucked at it.
What class?
A&P, really what killed me.
Say, where did he start? Where does he start?
Yeah, right. A&P really stopped, like put everything on halt. And then somehow I can't remember how I finagled past A&P and got into like intro to nursing. And I was taking my intro to nursing class and I'm like, as like a junior, right? Or almost a junior. And I'm like, this fucking sucks. I don't want to do this. And I had to do like a ton of other shit too. Like they wanted you to be like a CNA with so many hours. And I'm like, well, I'm not a fucking CNA.
What school are you going to?
University of Dubuque. Oh. They have a really hard...
Iowa.
In Iowa.
A little buttfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
Their closest Taco Bell was an hour away.
No, we had two. Not like a
what am I thinking of? Chipotle?
Chipotle, yes.
Chipotle was an hour away. There you go.
And they put a Chipotle up there my last year of college. It was fucking awesome. Then they put a Sonic after I left.
Can you believe that?
What?
Bastards.
I know, dude. You know, some of the locals, they're like, yeah, dude, we got a fucking Sonic now. I'm like, what?
Fuck you.
Yeah. Because now I have to drive an hour south to get fucking Sonic.
Not anymore. There's one in Manassas. It's like 30 minutes.
Cookout's coming to Manassas, too. Ooh,
that's right. Yeah, I remember you guys sent a fucking post. You're like, Cookout making it seem like they're doing us a favor by putting it in Manassas.
Yeah, they're not doing us any favors, man. That shit sucks.
It shaved like 20, 30 minutes off our time.
Yeah.
Do you guys like Cookout?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's my favorite fast food joint.
I don't know about love it.
I don't like it. What? I went there once, and it was literally like frozen burgers. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you could have gone to McDonald's.
But you get all that food for so cheap.
Not
yeah,
really.
It's like half the
you
price.
You could go to McDonald's and get the same shit.
No.
Show me where you can get chili on a McDonald's burger. You can't get a McDonald's burger Cookout
just
way.
Stop by
they
7-11.
Do that?
Yeah.
No,
if you get a burger Cookout way, they put like chili on it.
7-Eleven's not going to let you walk in and just be like, "Hold on, excuse me, you know, I'm just chilling up my fucking burger from McDonald's."
You can buy 7-Eleven chili.
No,
the
but that's
the
that's
price,
what,
the like the cheese and the chili. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. But they're not just going to let you walk in and be like, "Let me just grab this."
Yeah,
you know, like,
no.
Thanks, bro. Be back next week. You know what I mean?
Let me get that on the free. Yeah, hell no.
Dude, back in the day, because, like, the chili and cheese is, like, well, not even back then, but now, like, because it's free,
yeah.
I used to buy the hot dog and then get the tray and just fill it all
just
the way
up. Fill that bitch
up
with
cheese. Fuck yeah. No, with the chili, cheese on top, and then just eat it with, like, a spoon.
But I'm weird for my cheese stuff.
Yeah, no fucking sane person goes into the fucking
fridge. Dude,
you didn't
have
fridge.
To set yourself up for
no,
this.
No, it's fine.
She,
go for
she,
it. It's
she,
okay.
She gets
it's
like
okay.
a handful
I
of
don't
shredded
think it's
cheese,
that bad.
Right?
No, it's not cheese. It's a cheese stick.
Oh, my God. Even worse. So it's string cheese.
Okay.
And she just microwaves it on the plate and eats it like that.
It's not that weird.
It's fucking weird.
Why?
The whole reason. What? Okay. The whole reason.
A cheese stick is to be cold and to eat it cold and pick at it and peel it.
Yeah.
Not
that's
like
the
to
whole
have a blob.
Yeah, that's the whole fucking aesthetic behind it. You know what I mean? It's to go cheese.
Bored of the
it's phallic cheese.
She wanted warmth.
She wanted warmth cheese. So get some shredded cheese and melt
Chef Nikki over here, like, how can I transform this in this essential ingredient?
Yeah, you get those Costco packages a lot. I gotta do something with it.
You just eat it like normal, like the rest of us.
Well, have you seen that video of that drunk chick making like kind of like what Nikki does, melting the shredded cheese, but she adds a step and puts like a...
Doesn't she bread it or something?
No, dude. It's what? Worse than that. She takes fucking... Fabrizio! Yo, what's up?
Yo, get down here and record.
You can take my spot.
You can take mine, too.
All right. Anyway, she takes goldfish, right? Oh. And then puts tears the string cheese...
Oh my God! It's
and
like
then lays it on top,
like
and
white trash nachos.
Yes, and microwaves shit. It, drunk as shit. It's so gross.
Interesting.
Why are you staring right at me?
I was looking at you, like, because you're the one that microwaves right. cheese. Like, has this crossed your mind?
As a kid.
Oh, okay.
Did
that's
you ever
that's
mix
a pass.
Anything into it?
No, it was just that.
Okay, I gotta ask. When was the last time you saw her do that?
I don't know. Probably the last time I was at her house, like years ago.
Years, like put a number on it.
Not since high school or middle school. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Oh, like
time.
Elementary school. School. So like 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll
every time
slide.
We were at her house, that's what she would feed us.
Because this whole time, I thought...
What else
yeah,
was I
thought doing
to
as
make
an
you,
adult.
Man?
Yeah, I thought you did this like 2-3 years ago.
No.
Or just
no.
last week. Or 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. She just
dude,
went into...
She doesn't even eat cheese anymore.
Yeah, you're missing out.
It's bad for her skin.
It is.
She's anti-cow product.
Wow.
I eat it now.
As a,
I literally just had a pizza.
Actually,
with
I had
you
venison, so I don't know.
Where'd you get venison?
Denise's stepdad.
Oh, he hunts, right?
He does.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he also goes to this dude up in like Pennsylvania.
I'm not driving up to Pennsylvania for fucking venison.
But man, he hooked it up. He got all his venison, and he was like, "Hey, do you want like ground venison and
yes.
Venison like sausage?"
Yes.
And I was like, "Yes, yes."
Oh my God. So one time my dad's friend went hunting and they got some deer, right?
Yeah.
And they gave it all to my mom and she had no idea what to do with it. She literally made it into everything.
It's so good.
We had, for like a whole month straight, it was just deer.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's funny though. Yeah. No, because what is it? I had another
relative. That's going to be our reality soon. It's going to be too expensive to buy groceries.
Yeah, we're just going to have to start hunting pets. I mean,
yeah.
Hunting.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Deer. I meant deer.
Dogs are just emergency fractions. Look out, Teddy. Anyways.
That's a little Pomeranian, right? Teddy?
Teddy? No.
No, he's...
He's a Shih Tzu.
same size.
Don't you have a dog?
Yeah, but they're like 10, they're like 12, 15 pounds. They're a little bigger.
Yeah, they're
he's like 7.
Yeah, they're like twice his weight.
Yes, my dog's good.
So he has more meat.
Yeah, my two dogs do. Yeah. Yeah.
At least Jeb does.
Jeb, yeah. Sherm, not so much.
Still skinny?
Dude, Sherm's tiny, dude.
Really?
He's a little baby. Yeah. Oh, well.
We can eat Jeb.
We can eat Jeb.
Feeds family of four.
He probably, I don't know. He's more fur than meat, you know?
We'll just shave him and find out. That way you could, you know, you got like a reference.
When things really go south. Yeah. Yeah. When the war happens, the end of times.
Yeah, when North Korea finally invades us.
Kim Jong-un's actually listening to this podcast, and he's like,
oh, state secrets. Oh, my God,
they're
bro.
Ready. The time is now.
So I remember, so there was this guy in, okay. Remember, Kim's class?
Mm-hmm.
So he dubbed her class Papganistan.
Yeah, I saw that shit on her black yeah, chalkboard. So
he wrote that. She rolled with it.
Yeah.
But I remember we were talking about, you know, because that was a gov class. U.S. gov.
Yep.
But somehow, Jesus.
Are you okay?
Choking no. on the...
Choking on some Capri Sun. Capri Sun. Yeah, Babri Sun. Fruit Punch. Go ahead and buy it, bitch.
But I remember one class, somehow we started talking about, like, North Korea.
That's when that's when his dad was in power, right? Kim Jong-un's dad?
No, I don't Kim think Jong-il? So. I don't remember, man.
I don't remember. Who cares?
Nobody pays attention.
Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, they only, you know, they're only on the news when he hits the missile button. So, yeah. And it lands, like, you know, a couple hundred miles off the coast.
Yeah.
But anyways, I remember... We were talking about it, and they're like, no, this is, like, a serious thing. Like, North Korea is, like, potentially a real threat
yeah.
to the U.S. government or to the U.S. people, you know what I mean, to the sure. United States.
Right.
And then he just stands up, and he's like, oh, what? He's like, oh, they invented a calculator. They're dangerous now. Dude, I was dying, bro.
Nice.
But that's, like, a core memory for me. I remember that. I was like,
core memory unlocked. God
damn, this fucker's funny, dude.
We should get him on the pod. Just let him riff.
We should.
Just let him riff. Let him do his thing.
I think he had acid reflux. Oh. He always had a bottle of Tums with him.
Nice. Just yeah. chomping on him?
Yeah, he was fucking like 16 at the time.
Just nurse, yeah. yeah the only just, time I use Tums is when I'm fucking hungover. And my stomach hurt, you know?
No.
You know, you never get hungover enough where you got like that gut rot?
Well, I don't drink.
From all that liquor?
No.
Oh. Fabrizio would know. So, come on, you guys gotta know.
I mean, the worst thing that's ever happened to me,
oh, God.
Drinking was probably blacking out and,
hell
and
yeah,
whiskey
brother.
Dick. That's about it.
Good old whiskey dick.
Yeah.
So why don't you drink?
I just don't like feeling not sober.
I hate being sober.
Does that make sense?
Like, just a little bit, just to.
Dude, I literally took like 10 shots with you guys at the beach house.
No, you didn't.
It was not that much. It was like max 5.
No, it was more than that.
I felt like it was 5.
Him? 5?
Yeah.
I took 5.
I was
take 5.
I know I saw him take 2 back to back. That's all I remember.
So frat, bro. Yeah,
for pizza box.
Yeah.
That but pizza box game.
You didn't
fun.
Drink with us when we were playing Kings, though.
No.
That was
on
so.
His ginger ale.
Yeah, I was sipping on my ginger ale.
Hey, what's wrong with a little Canada Dry? You know what I'm saying?
Nothing. That's probably the best.
Canada Dry
brand,
but it's a liquid. Shouldn't it be Canada Wet?
Oh,
thank you, folks. I'll be here all week.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Hey, folks, you ever noticed that people don't put pies on windowsills anymore? You notice that?
It's not sanitary.
No, but people, you don't know, people used to put pies on windowsills. And people don't float anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You see that white steam come from the fucking pie? And someone would get a whiff of it? Yeah, some guy would just levitate.
That's like some old school Disney shit.
Yeah, people don't do that anymore. Welts. What's the deal with that, folks? You used to hit your friend over the head with a mallet, and you get a welt on his head the size of my arm. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Dude, I always forget we have
cats
a
cats don't chase mice like they used to.
Or use weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, cats used to read books. Oh, and use so
what
weapons.
Was what was everybody's favorite like old school cartoon growing up?
Old school, probably Looney Tunes.
Really, you like Looney Tunes? I was a Tom and Jerry.
I was a Tom and Jerry. One.
Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes.
I like Tom and Jerry a lot.
Yeah, I love Foghorn Leghorn. Man, I think he's fucking hilarious.
Is that
you know the
Martian?
No, that's Marvin Martian.
Oh.
Foghorn Leghorn's the rooster with the southern accent.
It's like,
now I say here, boy. The boy ain't too. He's about as useful as a doll eraser or something like that.
I remember that. Yeah.
Now I say
he's on the cornflakes box.
No, that's different.
What the fuck?
A different cock. Yeah. I mean, Bugs Bunny's funny. You know, Daffy Duck's funny.
Dude, do you remember during? I don't know if you guys had. They made you do this in high school. Like history classes, they made you watch how fucking racist old cartoons used to be.
No.
Yeah.
Damn, you guys fucking not
Yeah,
living.
This thing? That's not Foghorn Leghorn, brother.
Oh, man, I am tripping hard as fuck. Never mind. Is that a Mandela effect thing?
Must be. Anyways. This is Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
Close enough.
So they made you look at commercials and determine if they're racist?
No, not commercials, but like, do you remember like old Looney Tunes?
Looney Tunes were super racist. Like, they'd spoof Italians, they'd spoof black people, they'd spoof, mm-hmm. like... And, you know, they do, like, stereotypical caricatures. Like, if he was Italian, he'd be, like,
And they
fat.
Would do, like, propaganda for the war.
Yeah. Yep. Disney did that, too.
Yep.
They did that with Donald. Like, they did one where Donald...
He was making shells.
He's making shells and falls asleep on the assembly line.
Yeah.
And he's, like, next thing you know, he's, like, Hitler or something. Something like that.
Yeah. You guys missed that. I mean,
Jamie, look into that for us.
Dumbo was super racist, too.
I mean, literal Jim Crow's. Yeah. Racist.
Because I was a bad student, though, I remember the teacher talking about it and explaining it, and I...
Just
straight over my head. I'm like, I just know it's bad.
This bad.
Dude, like, as fucked up as it is, you know, like, I did not... History was probably one of my weaker subjects next to math.
Yeah. I loved history. That's the only AP class I got a 3 in. So, nerd alert.
I never got a 3 in any of my AP exams.
You're not, dude.
How many did you take?
4.
Nice.
Oh.
What'd you take? AP? So we took AP
A push.
Lit.
A push. AP lit.
AP world history?
I think so.
Nice. And then what was your 4th? I took AP gov.
Oh, I thought you meant total.
Oh, yeah. No, I took.
I think it was 2 and 2. So I just took A push and then AP gov.
Nice. Yeah. Same. Yep.
To give myself a break, I took oceanography.
Oceanography.
It was either that or geology, and ocean. I was way more interested in the ocean than I am rocks. Remember, it's like that throwaway class for seniors. Yeah.
No, I had to take chemistry again because I needed the
GPA. That's right. I remember you were mad about it.
Because I needed the GPA boost. Yeah.
You guys had to take a class. They just let us go home early.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, okay. I got a free period. Yeah, I just went home.
What the fuck?
Wow. Well, not us.
That's because we went to the nicest school in the county.
Yep. That's why they
made She was in Loco. Loudoun County.
Oh, okay.
And then where were you?
West Springfield.
Ew.
Shut up.
Spartans, right?
Yeah
the Orange. So what's funny, when I lived in Germany,
like Brad sucks,
we had this dude named Brad come in. It was like Brad something. He had like a...
See that dude that walked around the gym locker, the locker room with his dick out?
No, not this Brad.
Interesting. Ew.
Hey, you see a lot of dicks you don't want to see when you're a guy in high school. But
a lot of people saw my dick and I did not want them to see.
Close your fucking eyes.
You know? Were you ever pantsed?
Yes.
Yeah, I think every guy's been pantsed.
Oh yeah, my friend, like when we were in like middle school, early high school, one summer was like the summer of pantsing. That was it. Like, if you literally had to, like, wear a belt or keep looking over your shoulders.
Yeah. Holy shit, do you remember Hornets?
We got my brother really bad with the pants.
Oh, really? Oh, what do you mean? You pulled it down to his ankles and tripped or what?
No, like, he had both his, he had, like, shit in both his hands. And he's like, guys, can you help me? And my friend and I look at each other, and we literally just, like, do one of these and just... One of us grabs a pant leg and just yanks him down.
These are so mean.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's just guy shit. That's just guys being
guys
dudes.
Guys being dudes.
And that's the show, everybody.
Have a great night. We'll be here next week. No, I got pants, and somebody grabbed too much of a handful. Oop. Grabbed my boxers, too. And my little Asian boy ding-a-ling.
Your little dink just pops out.
Yeah,
it just happens.
Gently swaying in the breeze if something that small could sway.
I think it's twitching.
Ugh. Ew. That's disgusting.
I don't know, man.
It blinked at me.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you guys remember? What's up?
So that's what you guys did to each other in middle school and stuff?
Yeah.
You guys pants each other.
Why? Like, what?
I don't know. It's funny.
I think it's... It has to be some, like, fucking deep down fucking, what's it called? Instinct.
Yeah. Oh.
I think it's like a domination thing. Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
You know, like, puppies fight each other all the time? It's to assert dominance. So, I would say same thing.
Control, dominance. I think you're understanding taboos a little more. You know, like, you understand humiliation and embarrassment.
Yeah.
So,
do you think the equivalent for girls is?
Snapping their bras?
Talking shit behind your backs?
You know, I never heard anybody getting pants, but the guys at my middle school would always cup check, and they would literally just punch each other in the balls.
Yeah.
And then for the girls,
that's
old
school.
They would check and just punch each other in the boob.
Oh, that did, yeah. That, but we never
I remember girls
unclosed
doing that.
People. Dude, we still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's what it was. Like, no one, like, we're fucking grown adults. You know, Anthony and I are, we're both 27.
Yeah, we're almost 30.
Yeah, and don't that's remind cool. yourself. That's it's self-inflicted at that point. You drive home sad and shit.
I know.
But we still do that shit. Like, I'll fucking run up to Suki, what's up, bitch, and just fucking hit him in the nuts.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. AK, yeah, nobody's safe, man.
A lot of
grab ass for some reason.
Yeah, I love grab ass. Just getting a little handful. Grab ass, like, slap
damn,
ass.
Damn, bro, you've been hitting this. You ain't been skipping the squat rack.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love playing grab ass. That's so fun.
Did you guys ever do Hornets?
I couldn't because of my disability.
Yeah.
But, yes.
You never enlisted? Somebody's like, roll this shit for me.
No.
No?
The problem was I couldn't.
Shoot him.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you were the one rolling.
Yeah, what's Hornets?
You know Hornets?
So basically
it was a piece of paper.
And you would roll it up, mm-hmm. and then you would, you know, fold it in half, so it's like a V, uh-huh. and you'd have a rubber band, and you'd shoot them at people, like in the classroom.
Okay.
And they fucking hurt. Oh. Yeah. We can demonstrate. I'll find a rubber band. I'll shoot one of them later.
Oh, okay.
Hornets high school?
Did the
paper Hornets.
Guns,
paper Hornets, thank you.
Yeah.
What's up?
The rubber band guns.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
that.
But this is like next level. Now you don't lose your rubber band. You just have paper, and students have all the paper in the world.
Some might have
I remember
5-inch binder full of paper. So you can kind of see it.
Yeah, and you just shoot them at people.
We did this one game where you took, you know, you had to, with both hands, you had to do that.
Yeah, the Batman mask.
So if you looked at someone who Batman masked, you had to, like, backwards somersault.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so you'd have people in the middle of class, you know, Batman mask someone, and they saw it. They just literally just stopped, like, backwards.
Stood up from their desk and just, what the fuck?
It was so fun, yeah.
It's so stupid.
It's dumb as fuck, but it was, I mean, you know, it's that shit I remember. Oh, you remember the look game? You hold the... Too bad Rhett, not like 4chan or one of those fucking websites ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
So...
You know, like, you ever do...
Yeah.
They said this is like a symbol for white power, like as a troll, I think.
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
So, like, they got online and they're like, let's say this is a symbol for white power. Then people ran with it. And they're like, oh, it's a symbol for white power. And everyone had to, like, do a hard stop. Like, no, it's a fucking game. Mm-hmm.
that kids play to punch each other. It's yes. punchies, basically. It's
punchies, yeah. Did you ever do Bloody Knuckles?
Yep. Bloody yep. Knuckles. Did you ever do the Eraser Game?
Yes.
The Eraser Game. What
we
else?
Used to slap a fucking, what's that shit? Hand sanitizer on it.
Fuck. Wait, I've seen that happen before, yeah. actually.
You just slap as hard as you can if someone pulls their hand away.
Yeah. Yep. That one.
You ever seen the one where somebody has like flour in their hand and they just come up and just.
How often do you have flour in your hand at school?
No, not at school, but like, you know, it was like an internet thing where you just run up to your parent or your sibling and just slap them and you see a giant cloud come out.
Did you guys ever, like, did your middle school or high school ever do fresh cut?
Oh, no. Slap the back of your head?
If you, yeah. if you came up to school with a fresh cut, yeah everybody slapped the shit out That's of the back of your head.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Remember that one?
Dude, I remember I was living under a fucking rock, so I had somebody come up and like hit the back of my head. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And then they're like, yo, fresh cut, fresh cut. It was like, dude, it's what happens when you get. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. It's a stupid game. All right.
Damn it.
No, as soon as I saw that motherfucker get a haircut, I wind it up, bro. I was like,
yeah.
He was like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. What else was there?
Spitballs. Did you ever do spitballs?
Ew, those are gross. Disgusting.
We did spitballs.
I have a story about a spitball, Same. But go ahead.
I have a story too.
Huh?
Did someone swallow it?
Yes.
Ew. Nice.
So my story, basically, so this is fifth grade elementary school.
Fifth grade.
And I don't know why. So, like, the teacher was chill as fuck, also because her son was in the class.
Okay.
But it's just like, she's just like, you know, kids will be
kids.
Yeah,
is that allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have your kid in your own class.
There's no ethics of teaching, right? Well, I guess there is ethics of teaching.
I mean, you could just bias your kid.
Well,
yeah, they could be stupid.
But it's one class. It's not like...
Who cares?
She just happened to work there. His mom worked there, too.
My mom worked at a school.
Like, what, you're going to, like, hire a whole-ass new teacher just so your son doesn't have...
There's other teachers.
Yeah, but she was, like, the English teacher, so, like...
But fifth grade, don't you just have one teacher for the
whole day? Yeah, in elementary school, you have one teacher.
Damn, is that, like, a mega pint of wine, bro?
Oh, God.
And Jornitos.
Yo, he double-dipped.
Oh, man.
I got to work tomorrow.
My
this man hurt.
No,
him.
You're not allowed to leave.
Put some ice cubes in there.
But anyway, so that class, I remember we would all take like the fucking milk straws,
okay,
or the straws from the cafeteria,
yeah,
and just blow spitballs at each other from like across
that's
the room.
So gross.
And I remember, you know, like teacher called on one kid, and his boy from across the room, like while he was talking, he's like. And then as he was talking, answering the teacher's question, he's like, and then the teacher's like, what happened? He's like, oh, he shot a spitball at me. She's like, oh, what the hell?
Rat.
And he's like, I swallowed it. And she's like, oh, dude. But like, we would just sit there in class, like hide behind our binders and shit. People like,
Classic.
Dude, in the middle of class, like it was a fun class. I remember that.
Nice.
What was your spitball story?
So it was outside of school.
Restaurant.
It was at a restaurant. But, so we were at a Hard Rock Cafe in Paris, as Americans do,
mm-hmm.
And the waiter was like, we can only seat half of you right now, and the other half is going to have to wait till the table's done, right?
Yeah.
So, my parents like were like, okay, you kids can sit down, but be as annoying as you fucking can to get these people to leave.
Oh.
And so that's what we just shot spitballs at them.
Your parents gave you the green light for that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. We were Joel and I were the bad Americans. So bad. It was fucking awesome.
They didn't kick you guys out for that?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the other people leave?
Yeah, they left. And our parents came and sat down, and we had a nice meal.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. America.
That was like us at TGI Fridays. Like, this wasn't even that long ago. This was this year earlier. What do you mean?
What happened?
We can't talk about that
Oh,
night?
We were so obnoxious.
No, we were being so fucking rowdy. Like, when we got there, there was probably like five or six other families eating. By the time we left, everyone was gone.
Everyone was gone from
what
around.
What did you guys do?
We're just being rowdy.
Rowdy as fuck. Like, yo, fuck you, motherfucker. Like, standing up. Like, yo, you a bitch ass. You know, like, just straight up, just debauchery.
Yeah, we're just
cussing,
being bad.
Loud, laughing, like.
Yeah, like.
Like, yeah. Fucking with the. There. Oh, my God, we were fucking with the waitress so fucking hard.
Yeah. Oh, man, she got tipped.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Go.
Chug.
Pussy. No, I'm just kidding. What flavor?
What flavor tequila is that?
Hornitos.
Where, 100. Where's Hornitos on the shelf tier?
I think it's on the lower end, but I like the taste of agave.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Respacito. Tequila. Shut up.
You gonna pour some into your seltzer?
Oh my god!
I have to drive some. No. Ooh, spicy caliente. No, I'm good.
You say you want one.
Maybe later. I'll take a rain check.
You sleep in here. You're not going to go visit.
Yeah. Yes. So, spitballs. Yep. Spitballs. That's funny. Why do they call them that, folks?
Oh, do you guys remember the game?
Yeah, well, I just lost the game.
What game?
Yeah, can you explain what you mean by the game?
You just, some everyone kid would
lost
just sit
it.
There.
Everyone lost the game.
Yeah, now. So somebody.
That's the game.
What?
The game is you can't remember the game.
If you think about the game, you have to say, I lost the game. And then by saying that, everyone else hears it. They think about it. They're like fuck, like we all lost the game. It's
so
stupid. Like,
so now that you know about the game, you're playing it. And now you can never stop playing the game.
You can only lose. There's never a winner.
Yeah.
So what happens when you lose?
You just
nothing.
Say,
you say, I lost the game.
And that's it. And then like
just resume.
I want to cry.
Yeah, I remember the game. I remember That's What She Said.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I still live That's What She Said.
Dude, you were the fucking man if you could pull a That's What She Said out.
Like a good one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were the fucking man on campus.
I remember watching this kid do a line of Kool-Aid.
What? I remember that shit. Yep. Kool-Aid.
That was like, I don't know. I remember seeing him do it. I was like, the fuck? And like, yo, because
what's
because,
your home life like?
I know, and because he did that though, like, you know, the sugar gets stuck in your sinuses, whatever, it just sure. dissolves.
Yeah,
and he had like the drip, you know, but it looked like he had a bloody nose,
right?
Like,
but it's just Kool-Aid.
Yeah, for the next like hour and a half, maybe it was real blood. I don't know. That can't be good for you.
I've never heard of Kool-Aid. I know people did Smarties.
I've seen the Smarties. I've seen people
snort Smarties.
I've seen people snort Smarties, smoke Smarties.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody smoke a Smartie. I've seen some.
We had my middle school had like the powdered soap.
What?
From a dispenser.
What?
Yes.
Powdered soap.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was powdered soap,
what the
right?
Hell?
Okay.
And so
that
oh,
does
fuck,
not seem safe.
Well, fuck.
I see where this is going.
Motherfuckers would take the brown, like the hard brown paper towel, put the soap in that, and like roll it up like a fatty.
Like a joint?
Yeah. Oh, and smoke the fucking paper towel and soap.
That can't be good for you.
No, that's disgusting.
So stupid. But that's the shit I remember.
Just to feel something.
Just to feel. Third period was tough. I need someone to take that edge off.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? Nobody could afford the sage shit. So they're just trying to cleanse their soul by
smoking the fucking powdered shampoo or soap.
So how did you guys get punished as kids? Did your parents do like the soap in the mouth thing?
No.
That's very white.
That's white.
I got that.
I it happened to me twice.
Nice.
I don't know.
We put our knees onto like next to a wall. We just stood at the like wall and just stared at it.
Dude, I don't think I did anything bad because I don't remember being punished.
Wow, lame.
Except for one time when my dad slapped me across the face because I yelled at my sister. That was
it. That was like a regular thing for me. I got slapped in the mouth. One time I got slapped so hard I had to pull my lips off on my braces.
Oh, damn.
I hurt like a bitch, bro. 12 years old on the stairs.
This is not going to make any sense for the listeners because they can't hear him.
They might. Just
we're just reacting.
Just turn up your fucking volume, folks.
I didn't get like beat a lot, but I got beat because I didn't know my multiplication chart. Like my dad beat my ass because I didn't know one of the things.
Dude, I remember
trauma dump. Welcome to trauma dump.
I remember,
brought to you by
what?
Oh,
you couldn't think of a company? Chuck Cheese.
PsychologyToday.com, folks. Find your fucking therapist. Trauma dump on them so you don't do it to your friends, bitch.
There was one time, so like, yeah.
At band camp?
Typical minority shit, you know. For the most part, the way I was punished was you would, my grandparents called it gui, where you just fucking kneel.
Yeah.
So I would kneel for like anywhere from like 5 to like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, but I remember one time, I don't know what the fuck I did, but my grandma was pissed. So she's chasing me around with like a wooden cooking spoon.
Oh,
and y'all know, y'all, where my fellow minorities at, you know what I mean? Like, you ever got hit with like a switch, basically?
What?
Oh, what?
A
switch. I know,
so
I know
like,
of
like
it. I know of the switch beating, but I never got it.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
So my grandma.
Look at the
you
color
know,
of my skin, bro.
She had stupid. She had cooking utensils. That's what she had.
Damn.
And I remember one time she got so pissed. So she's trying to whoop my ass. But because I'm younger, it's my grandma.
Yeah.
I'm fucking faster than her.
Right.
So I remember dancing around the coffee table like she did
it only
so,
makes it worse.
No, she did it for so long. I was like, you know, and she just started laughing. She's like, she started laughing, trying to beat my ass. She's like, all right, I'll do it once and you good. I'm like, all right. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She compromised.
You worked her down. Nice.
So she caught me finally. Otherwise, she never would have caught me, dude. Yeah. I was fucking young and spry, bro. I would have done that shit for hours. She's
fucking out the door, gone. Yeah. My dad had creative ways to punish us.
Oh, I remember you would tell me when you and Joel would get into fights, he would be like, all right, you guys take turns until you guys quit.
Just fucking hit each other until you're done.
Yeah.
We did that one. Bare knuckle boxing? Basically, like, we would stand, like, as far as we are from each other.
Punch each other on the arm until they both got
tired.
Yeah,
you just exchange blows until, like, you're, like, done. Yeah, to...
My body?
No, like, in the arm.
Oh, okay.
Just in the shoulder. Can you imagine fucking two little 10-year-old kids just slugging each other, like... Just uppercut in the sternum?
No, it's all in the shoulder. Yeah. We also had smoke sessions where, like, he just smoked the shit out of us. Push-ups,
yeah. Oh.
Push-ups, oh. Flutter kicks.
See, we were like,
yeah, I'm like, what is like, going on? Yeah.
Oh, no.
He caught you guys smoking a cigarette one time.
And
so
he's like,
you gotta
smoke the whole pack. Yeah.
Smoke a case back to back.
Yeah. Case race. could you imagine a case race of cigarettes?
I throw
dude, yeah, after, like, my third or fourth, I'd be done.
Third or fourth?
I
could probably
really,
smoke three or four.
I used to be a really heavy drive. Smoker.
Damn. It hurts, fuck.
It gives you, like, a nice...
I want a cowboy killer.
Dude,
so
that's what
bad.
I'm saying, bro. Sometimes I'll be watching TV, I'm like...
Damn.
I
feel the
that.
Itch in my fucking brain.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, I just want a little cowboy killer.
But I can't because some people don't like the way it smells.
What?
Stop advertising it.
Marlboro Red, smoke it.
I like Camel Crushes.
Camel Crushes were cool.
Cancer
mental.
Might be worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Cigarettes are back.
Well
that was so ignorant, dude. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we'd get canceled for that.
Cigarettes are back, though.
What?
Like, cigarettes are cool now. Like, everyone's
I don't
smoking.
Know if they're cool.
I
don't know. If
I think
cool.
We just get older and just people are like, the endless march of time.
Like,
and just,
if you catch them on Instagram, just gotta be like, you're so hot that.
Boo. That was lame.
That was lame. You got to work on that.
But I swear, I feel like I see smoking more in, like, social media, people posting about it, fucking movies, TV.
Most people vape now that
yeah.
I know of.
That's they're still smoking.
There's still a handful of people that, like, smoke cigarettes.
Smoke organic.
Big Tobacco
organic.
Big Tobacco. I wish, like, Marlboro would just start making clothes, man. Like the Marlboro jacket.
It already smells like cigarettes.
Smells like my grandma.
Oh my God. I remember when you turned 18, your grandma got you like a whole Ziploc bag full of like cigarillos, cigars.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. You're like, you want to smoke one? I was like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably her and Carol did that. Shout out. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, you guys remember, like...
Shout out Nona.
Yeah. You guys remember the fucking, like, Marlboro Miles? I mean, this was way before our
time. Cowboy?
Well, Marlboro, you would, like, buy Marlboro products, right? And you'd earn points, and you can use those points to buy, like, swag.
Oh, like Coke points.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, it was yeah, so you could...
Cigarettes, you
could do
that? They used to.
Wow.
But now you can't, because, you know, cigarettes
big tobacco.
Are taboo.
Cigarettes are bad for you. Marlboro points. Like the jacket, dude. Your fucking grandma probably smoked half her lung out to get this jacket. Working on.
You guys are really looking this shit up? Yeah. Fabrice is like, what?
$400 on Grailed? Oh, because it's a racing jacket.
Wait, what?
Like, look how fucking cool that is.
That is cool as fuck.
No, this one, the racing jacket.
That's dope.
Like when F1 could...
Is it like a raincoat?
No, I think it's just a...
A windbreaker?
Yeah.
Wow. It's kind of like those bomber jackets.
Yeah.
It's like a Marlboro bomber jacket.
I've seen... Yeah, like
bro,
that.
$5.
That's like some NASCAR shit.
Yeah, like the NASCAR race.
Did you get the black on a red on black?
No, dude. I need something like I need like the race jacket, dude. Like something.
Fuck Supreme. What y'all know about Marlboro?
Yeah.
Get
the fuck out of here. Are you trying to do the museum though?
What? The science museum? Or is there a cigarette museum?
A cigarette museum.
Yeah, Marlboro, they do the factory tours, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so sick. Yes, I want it. No, I...
Oh, my God, dude. Is it going to be like the Guinness factory where they, like, give you a sample? They give you one cigarette?
They give you, like, half a cig to rip at the end.
They just give you one cigarette.
Product at the end. Thank you.
I don't care about the fucking... Where's the smoke? Welcome to Marlboro.
You pay $20 for the tour just to get a single cigarette at the end of it.
Oh, lame. Philip Morris snuffs out cigarette tours. Fuck, you can't do it anymore.
Boo.
Fucking sucks. Damn, that would have been awesome.
What's the worst field trip you guys have ever been on?
The worst? I don't think I've had a bad field trip. Cause like, you know,
I mean, as a kid, you're just so excited to be out of school.
Right. Because, like, you know, we do all the layups of the zoo, the aquarium.
See, those are cool as fuck. So the one.
I love the aquarium.
My least favorite field trip was senior year.
Going into fucking D.C.?
Yes. To go visit a senator's office, get their business card, and then, like.
I have to write a report on it.
Yeah, this whole fucking scavenger hunt.
I remember that. Yep.
You got to walk around, like, the Library of Congress and, like, find, like, one statue or, like, a painting or something.
Yeah, that sucked ass. I remember that now.
I remember, dude, we all got back on the bus and everyone's, like, trading answers and shit. I remember that.
Yeah. That did suck ass. You're right.
That was a bad field trip.
That was, like, and, you know, because D.C.'s in our backyard, it always feels like just, you know, that was, like, a layup to do.
I don't know. To me, like, there's so much other cooler things to do.
Yeah,
like,
we could have gone to the fucking zoo.
Could have gone to the zoo. Even, like, the fucking botanical gardens is cool.
Yeah, I don't want to go to fucking, yeah.
Was that you had, like, a light bulb pop in your head?
Yeah, I went to the Arboretum. It was good.
Bro. Yeah.
Go in fall.
The Arboretum?
Yeah. The Arboretum.
Arboretum. I'm trying to arborete someone right now.
What menu item on Anita's is that?
Who has field trips in senior year?
Yeah, we did. Like
we did.
Yeah,
in Fairfax County. We went to, like, fucking D.C., dude.
No, you guys did. I didn't get to go.
Yeah, because you had fucking.
You're part of, like, that program. Because we weren't a part of it. You were that cool program. You got to, like, take.
Academy. That's what it's called. Yeah. Fucking skip half the day.
Yeah. I took Academy, too.
You went to Academy?
Yeah.
Nerd.
What did you do?
Nursing. That's where I got my license.
Makes sense. I thought so, but I didn't want to project.
What did you do?
Animal science.
Yeah.
Duh.
They had goats.
They had goats? And
yeah,
goats?
They were so cute.
What did the goats have to do with nursing?
I'm in Loudoun County, though.
Oh, fuck you.
They had goats, and then they had a snake.
Typical Loudoun County shit.
Bro, we just had cats and dogs. I'm mad now.
The goats were so cute. They were tiny.
What does that have to do with nursing?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I don't know.
They're so cute.
That's a goat, verified.
His question's not answered, by the way.
What was your question?
Yeah, what does that have to do with nursing?
The goat?
No, I mean, I would visit. Vet Sciences was right across the hall, so we would always see them.
So you would skip your academy for nursing and just go across and play with baby goats?
Them. It's all in the same building.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Academy classes is like
one school to another school to take a course.
Yeah.
I remember you guys would board, like, the prison bus to go.
There was HVAC, there was culinary, there was makeup.
Yeah, they had, like, cosmetology.
Where did they take you? Fucking Manassas or something?
Edison.
Oh, Thomas
Edison.
They
had Edison. A Fairfax, didn't they?
Thomas Edison, that's the nice school.
No, that's the nerd Church, school. I don't know about Fairfax, nice. I've never been inside.
Yeah, that's what I meant, the nerd school. Yeah. I've driven by it.
Oh, you're talking about...
Oh, I'm thinking of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
TJ.
Yeah, TJ. Yeah. That's like the elite.
The I was thinking of TJ. Yeah,
dude,
you're
like
right.
Freshman year
Denise's
TJ.
Brother went to TJ.
Yeah, I bet you he's a fucking nerd.
What?
Is he smart as shit?
Yeah,
exactly.
He's really smart. He went to Stanford.
What the fuck?
Yeah, smart. He's wicked smart.
A pedigree, man.
Yeah, wicked smart. Yes. Stanford was his backup, if that's...
That's a backup?
Backup?
That was his backup.
Well, just shit on me,
what's
then.
His,
I applied to VCU.
Yo,
MIT.
Hey,
MIT
yo,
was his
first. Adam?
He's got a girlfriend.
I don't care.
That means you only got one person to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
I get it.
Dude, but academy classes were amazing. You go to school like every other day, and then academy classes every other day.
Wow.
So it felt like nothing.
Donovan and I are fucking suffering in public school.
No, that's not how it was at my school. You would have to leave during the middle of like certain classes.
Oh, no. I would go to high school one day, and then academy the next day, and then just switch
off. So, like, remember Bruin Block and Golden Yellow days?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We just...
Golden purple days.
Yeah. Or you had have to get permission to like leave half of a period and then come back. So it was
we went every other day. It was great. No.
Yo, they had listen. They all might have had academy, but me and you, we had the meanest fucking English teacher.
Fuck
like
yeah, dude.
The school like generational.
She rocked.
Wait, who?
That was rocked, dude.
I thought she was a good teacher though.
She was a great teacher.
She's a great teacher, but she was hard ass. She's like a hard ass teacher.
Yeah.
And
she cracked that whip.
And I mean, like, generation. Like, my cousin that was like 3 years ahead of me, he's like,
he's like, it's just the same generation. Fucker.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, though, like
I know, right? 3 years later.
I knew what you were saying.
Upperclassmen, you know, like, I'm saying, like, throughout the years, they would have, you know, they would pass down the legend of man. He was like, she's mean as fuck.
I had a math teacher that was like that. She would drop textbooks away.
That's awesome.
Like slam that shit.
No, but the thing is
that shit hurted.
But the thing is, like, Anthony and I, we're the two dumb fucks.
I just want to share this mic.
Bro, I'm trying to share something else tonight.
Stop.
Daddy, chill.
Did you guys ever have a teacher that became like was like on the news?
A friend. Oh, on the news?
On the news?
Fuck yeah. Our principal.
Yeah, Fairfax County.
No.
Teacher sending nudes? That'd be
Ew.
Yo, shout out
Miss
senior year.
Stop. Bro.
What?
I'm going to email her later. And like, you know,
do it.
Mentioned you.
I have a podcast.
We're semi-famous amongst our friend group.
Want some blankie? I'm trying to cuddle tonight, bro.
No, but Anthony and I, we're the two fucking idiots in this class. This,
I shouldn't have been
this teacher that like fucking made a girl like cry from grading her papers. Like, this is trash. You know what I mean? Like damn. Grammar's fucked up. You know all this, and then
who's the girl? We can bleep it out.
Please don't make my own.
I don't remember who it was, but I remember like a girl was like, she graded me so harshly, and then Anthony and I show up fucking after writing like a 3-page essay the period before. They'd be like. And then she'd be like, she's like, guys, she loves me. Oh, my God.
Damn. I'm
trying to make it work.
I remember she threatened to separate me and you so many times because all we would do is fuck around.
But, I mean, I think we all had a good time. Wait, how come we never got separated in Avid? I really want to know.
Where the fuck out? It's a small-ass class. Who are they going to put us with?
I'd goof off from across the room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's...
I felt like I always goofed off in the class. I'd throw the Batman mask on.
Stupid.
Like whoever was like the tutor of my group, I was like, damn, I'm sorry.
I remember you had the biggest crush on Jenny.
Me?
Yeah. Miss
Portillo. Yeah, I told her in 4 years. I told her, like, I have a 4-year plan. It's going to work out.
Oh. Oh my God.
It
did not work out.
It did not work out, folks. She was good looking, though. Yeah. Do you remember? What are you doing tonight?
Dude, she has like zero social media presence. I don't even know if she's still alive.
She's underground, bro.
We had a fucking tutor. She was like really good looking.
Which one?
It was
the blonde.
Oh my God, I know who the fuck you're talking about.
The red hair?
No, it was the Indian lady.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, dude,
bro, she had a nice rack, bro.
Yeah, that's all I was staring at.
Bro, I was looking at the face, bro.
Whatever.
But anyways,
you guys are such pigs, objectifying women.
So, come on, guy, hold on. So this is my core memory about Anthony's little crush on that tutor.
Hello.
Because I remember prom was coming up,
yeah.
And Anthony's like, I don't have a date yet. You know, I was wondering if you'd be down to be my date. And she's like, no. He's like, dude, he pulled the most white boy shit. He's like, my dad has a Mercedes. Like,
did you ask me?
Yes.
For legal reasons. Don't do that.
It doesn't work, folks. Shit.
Yeah.
Do you guys want like this one, and we can share one, so because we don't talk as much.
No, we want to hear your voices. We got you, dog.
No, but I remember. I remember gassing him up so hard. I'm like, yeah, that's got a Mercedes. Like, what's good?
Yeah, it was a nice Mercedes.
I remember. Yeah, the S class.
Yeah, only one you can get in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been riding in fucking style, brother.
But yeah.
Wait, it was imported? What the fuck?
Yeah, he bought it in Germany. It's cheaper to buy it in Germany.
This man's gets whiter and whiter each day I know.
Oh. I mean, but that's like one of the perks of the military. Because you can buy a car wherever country you're at, and the military will like ship it over for you if you're getting restationed.
At no cost?
Definitely cheaper than flying cargo.
Let's get my dad on the pod. Let's ask.
Oh, dude, your dad would
I think your dad would hate us.
Yeah. Yes.
I still have, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, Anthony's parents fucking hate me.
They don't hate you, man. I don't hate any of my friends. So
I feel like they barely know me.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like that Hispanic character in the background.
That Hispanic character.
The token Latino.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yes, senor. I'm like, all right.
What are we at, folks?
Sorry. We're about at time. Wrong one. There you go.
Oh, nice. Fucking hours went by. Who'd have thunk? Nice. Cool. Well.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Do you want to talk something else? Or you just want to end on my parents?
Hating me?
Nah, they don't hate you.
Well, they don't love me either.
Let's end on a positive note. I love you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, let's
appreciate
all go around
that.
And say one thing we like about Donovan.
Oh, my God. That's like a pity party.
Don't pity party me.
Hey, Donovan, you make nice burgers.
Thanks, man.